My name is Nicole Summerick, and the interview is Miss Watson, and the date is 12-15-90, and she was a student at Ashton Mine, and we're doing it at her house. Wendy, where were you born?
March 6, 1926, in Ishbury.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I had one brother and one sister, but my sister's dead.
His name?
Wayne D. Millman.
How many of them went to National Mine?
All of us.
You all did? When and who did you marry?
William R. Peterson.
Do you have any children?
One.
His name? His name?
William Bruce Peterson.
Did he go to National Mine?
No, he didn't.
Okay. What year did you attend National Mine School? What years did you attend National Mine School?
1932 to
1944. Do you remember any of your teachers from grade school?
That are living? Not that are living, but I remember some. Ms. Peterson and Mrs. Gleason. She's Mrs. Gleason. And my aunt, I had an aunt that taught Annie Elementary.
Were they nice people?
Yeah. Well, my aunt was kind of mean to me. I thought she'd show me some favors, but I think I got the dirty end of the deal in class because I was her niece. I got some slaps with the ruler.
Do you remember any humorous stories about them?
Not really.
Do you remember some of your junior high or high school teachers?
Yes. Mrs. Conklin, Mrs. Mr. Analog, Mr. Bath.
I had Miss Lacombe too. What were they like?
Oh, you know, in high school, you don't care much. In junior high, you don't care much for teachers. You're too interested in other activities. But they were all right, I guess.
Do you remember any stories about them?
Not really.
How long was the school day? What time did you start? What time did you end?
Started at 9 and we got finished at 3:30.
How did you get to school?
The bus.
You took a bus?
Took a bus.
What subjects did you have? Like math? Did you have math or did you have other subjects?
In high school or junior high?
Either one.
Oh, I had chemistry and I had algebra and geometry and English and history and all that good stuff.
What was your favorite one?
Chemistry.
Why?
Because I liked my teacher, Mrs. Cobb. She was very good at teaching it, and I was very enthused with chemistry. It seemed to be one of my favorite things.
What was the toughest class that you had?
Geometry.
Why?
I just couldn't catch on to that pie business, whatever it was. I didn't care for that.
I don't really understand it either.
I don't care for junk.
How did the kids dress?
How do we dress?
How did you wear jeans?
Oh, we were not allowed to wear jeans. We had to wear dresses or skirts, no jeans. And the boys couldn't wear jeans. They had to wear dress pants. There was no jeans allowed.
That's a lot different than it is now.
Yeah, no jeans at all.
Were there any special fads or saying when you went to school? How were the kids expected to act and behave?
Very well. Very well. No running in halls. And I remember one time when I was on the bus, I was goofing off and I got kicked off and I walked home.
That's far.
Yeah, I had to walk home from National Mine. I got kicked off on Brooks's Hill for, I don't know, I was goofing off with one of the boys. They were teasing me and I peeled off and hit him with my lunch pail. And I got put off the bus. Ted Kosky put me off the bus and I had to walk home.
What punishments were given besides, like if you got bad in school, would you go to the office?
Yeah, she went to the office and had to talk to the officer. We had to sit in the hall through the class, or we went to talk to the principal or superintendent.
Were there any kinds of, like, what kind of extra, like, activities were there?
Well, we used to put on a class play of an operetta. We did that at Christmas time. And then there was always a senior class play that we worked, like, we made the home economic students, the girls, they did most of the sewing and pressing of the costumes. That was part of our projects. And the boys in manual training, they did the painting and getting the sets ready for that. Then we had a newspaper called The Echo. We put that out once a month. ECHO. We put that out once a month. And there was different ones that picked up the sports and picked up the cartoons and picked up the news of the township, what went on. We had different.
Did you guys actually draw the cartoons yourself, or did you take them out of, like, paper?
Some were drawn and some were out of paper. And then when it was the Warriors, we did what you call a newsletter. And we collected news from the community and the daily activities, what was going on. And we did some jokes for that, too. And we sent it to everyone in National Mine that was in the service once a month. And the typing class would type up the newsletter. And then we would run it on a machine and send it to everyone in the service.
That's
one of our projects that we did. And I think the servicemen enjoyed it because several of them wrote back to us how much they appreciated it. And different ones would collect news from different areas and who was married and who had a baby, and National Mine was such a small little town that everybody knew everybody.
This year we did it for the people that were in Persian Gulf, our English class. We wrote, like, letters, and some people got them back because I did. And his wife works with my mom.
There were some that wrote back to us, and they really enjoyed that. Like I said, it kept in touch with the community, being a small community, what everybody was doing. If this one had a baby, or this one graduated, or this one got married, or any little news we used to film there, and a few jokes, and what we were doing in school. And it was very interesting. I enjoyed that.
Which one did you participate in, all of them?
Yes.
Did any teams win a trophy, like basketball teams or a championship?
No, we lost. We were considered Class E at the time. We were runners-up 1 year in Class E. I can't remember the date of that, but we were runners-up, but we never got a trophy. Not in my years.
Did it have any effect on the school? Were people happy that they got runners-up?
Oh, yes. Yes, everybody went, and the bus, we'd sign up, and the bus would take us to the tournaments. I mean, it was very, very nice. I mean, you just signed up, you went to the tournament. Sometimes we paid 50 cents, and sometimes the bus took us for nothing. But the bus took us around the basketball games.
How far did you have to go to travel to other schools? Was it a long ride?
Well, we went to Champion, and we should know how many. Yeah. And we figured Champion was a long ride at that time in the bus.
Do you remember any special cheers?
No, not really. It's just about the same tiers that we have now.
How would you describe your academic performance?
Average. Mine, average.
What was lunchtime like? Did you have good food, or was it?
We packed our own lunches.
They didn't have any food there?
There was no food that we had. At one time, they did give commodities out, like sometimes they'd give a grapefruit, or sometimes they'd give tomatoes, or sometimes a piece of fruit once in a while. But we had to brown bag, we had to pack our own lunches, our own drink and everything.
Oh, that's real different now.
Yeah, that is. There was nothing there to buy.
Where was the cafeteria?
The auditorium was a big, big auditorium when I was there. Beautiful auditorium for what you got now to sit on the bleachers and watch the kid. That was a gorgeous auditorium. And down the hall from that was the lunchroom. And we had benches and tables. We'd all just about get out at the same time for lunch because the school was so small, it wasn't that many. And then the ones that didn't take their lunch, they walked home. Then when there were special activities, then some of the kids took their lunch so we could work during our lunch hour on special things.
Now, right now, the cafeteria is right behind the gym. the gym and then the cafeteria is right behind it, so like there's a wall separating it.
Maybe it's pretty close. But you have lunch room now. Ours was at least twice as big as that.
Ours is so crowded now that last year we had 6th, 7th, and 8th grade all at the same time.
Yeah.
This year we have 6th grade in their own special room, 7th and 8th grade.
I graduated, there was 9 in my class at 44, and out of that 9, there was about 4 that took their lunch. 4 or 5, and the rest would go home, like Emma, Cardi, and Donna, Anna, and Jean, Trill, Cotton, Lois, Troy. They'd go home for lunch, so that only left like 5 for my class to eat.
Oh, we have like 86 in just one, like...
Well, that's what I said, there was only 9 at 9.
Oh, that's...
44, so it was very small.
Did you guys have any special picnics or outings that you went to?
Well, we had what I thought was very interesting. We had, for our class, we planted trees. I was one of those that planted trees up at the school forest, and I enjoyed that. We go every year and plant trees. You know who the school forest is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was one of those that participated in that. There used to be a boy that would dig and then the girls would plant. He'd make the shovel and we'd put the trees and then stamp it down.
So now we have a ski trail in the forest.
No, we don't have anything. That was one of our activities that we did. That's about, we didn't have much activities at that time. That's one of them that used to go.
And we have, now right now we have a ski trail that like the gym people sometimes. If you know, it's not like now, they go skiing around there.
Oh,
uh-huh. We have a trail around there. Did any of your teachers have any impact on your life? Did like they help you or anything?
Oh yeah, they were very good. If you wanted to listen to them, they were very good. I mean, I like that Clarice Brown, she was my English teacher in high school. I liked her very, very much. She was a very good teacher. I learned a lot from her. She could really put across lessons without any... much hollering or anything at you. She had a knack for processes.
What was your graduation ceremony like?
Well, there was 9 in my class and 1 had to go in the service. So there was only 8 that graduated. 1 went in the service, so there was 8 of us. It was wartime, World War II when I graduated. So we'd walk across the stage, take our diplomas and see Victoria and the other turn, each give a little speech.
What special memories do you have of your graduation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was a sad time. When there's only about 9 or 10 in your class, you get almost to be like brothers and sisters. I mean, you're real close to your classmates. When there's only 10, 9, I mean, you're close to them. So it was kind of sad that we were all going to go our different ways. I wouldn't see them.
Did you have a prom when you were in high school?
No. We used to have what we call class parties. Every class would give a party from 9 to 12. Everyone. And then we used to have the gym and we'd have refreshments and a dance. It was called our class party. And then when you were a freshman, then you'd have an initiation party that they'd have for school. The seniors would give you an initiation party.
Oh, neat.
I think where mine was, they blindfold you and then they had a bunch of spaghetti and you put your hands in. They said it was worms that you were calling and it was only spaghetti.
Ew, gross. Did you have any tragedies occur when you were in school? Like broken leg or anything?
Did I have anything? No, I didn't have any tragedies. But the girl that sat by me died. She was a bad diabetic, and that was kind of tragic because she sat behind me in study hall. It was kind of sad when she died.
When I was in first grade, my teacher died.
Your teacher died. That was sad for you too.
Because I knew her really well because she's my dad's best friend when they went to high school together. And I knew her personally, and she got real sick. Were you able to maintain contacts with your friends?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Those that are around here, yes. But one of my classmates got killed. Well, he was an electrician. He got electrocuted and died, which was very sad. Being such a small class, like I said, we were almost like brothers and sisters.
9 kids in your class, so
yes. Small. And then that would only be 8? take me out of there. That would only be eight, you know what I mean? So they were my eight friends, you know. I mean, we were close.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest change in the school when you were a student? Like, what's the biggest change from when you were there and now?
Cafeteria? There's one thing that's a big change that we never had.
Yeah.
And the dress code, which is very different than when we went to school. Basically, I think your educational program is the same, although different subjects have been added that we didn't have.
We don't have chemistry or stuff, geometry yet.
Of course, that was when I was in high school.
What were your fondest memories of National Mine School?
I'll always remember the year that we had a snowstorm. It was a really bad snowstorm. And after everything was cleared, Elias Hanginen came with a team of horses and a closed-in sleigh. And we went to school with that, and there was straw on the bottom, and there was bricks to keep our feet warm because there was so much snow that even the buses couldn't get through, so we came with a team of horses to take us to school.
You were at school and the snow was high.
Yeah, there was a lot of snow, but they couldn't get through. But only the horses could get through.
You mean they didn't close school or anything?
Well, they closed it, but then when they opened it up, there was so much snow that only the horses could make it. At those times, they didn't have the plowing equipment like they have now. They only had one tractor, and the tractor couldn't be everywhere. So we went with a team of horses for a couple of days, and the sleigh was all closed in, and then there was bricks on the floor, and then there was straw, and we'd sit there, and the bricks would keep our feet warm.
Oh, neato. If you could give a message to the students today, what would it be?
Obey your teachers and study hard. This world is nothing but education and computers, and you need to study.
I do, because I got A's, all A's, one B.
I mean, you have to study because you can't even get a job digging ditches if you don't have a high school diploma. Now it's gotten to the fact that you have to graduate to get any sort of a job. And there's a lot of opportunities out there for good jobs.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?